2 years after two Philly area natives created a network for young professionals of color, it's now becoming an official partner of Forbes. WHYY's Trainee Noree reports the goal is to support a more diverse and inclusive community of leaders.
In 2017, Philly native Rashad Lambert attended the Forbes Under 30 Summit. He met Coatesville native Vinasia Miles, and the two had an idea to host a meetup with other young professionals of color at a restaurant. Originally, 30 people RSVP'd, but within a few hours, nearly 400 people showed up.
It was to gather them, to have a focused discussion. We laughed, we cried, but it was really to take information back to their communities because they were our leaders in their respective industries.
That's how the group Forbes the Culture was born. Lambert has spent the last 10 years in marketing and philanthropy, helping entrepreneurs and nonprofits grow their businesses. The turnout at the meetup showed him just how many young professionals of color, like him, were also looking for a community.
The members started to just connect on their own. They formed new businesses. They merged businesses. They quit their jobs and joined members' businesses. There was a lot of scholarship opportunities and grant opportunities, and these things kind of stayed within the group. Things that we would never have known about because traditionally these opportunities are not given to people of color.
Now, Forbes the Culture Network has more than 3,000 global members. Groups host game nights and panel discussions, family-style dinners, and even yacht parties. Lambert says the next goal is to increase membership and diversify representation at the 2019 Forbes Under 30 Summit in Detroit this October. Trinae Noree, WHYY News.